Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
This afternoon, the Dáil has been hearing statements from the government and the opposition during a debate on the Independent Review Group report on dignity and equality in the Defence Forces. This follows the revelations of the Women of Honour Group. The Taoiseach then, Minister for Defence, has told the Dáil that the Department of Defence must and will be included in the terms of reference of a statutory inquiry into behaviour in the Defence Forces. Micheál Martin said the report will be a watershed moment for the Irish Defence Forces.
The report pulls no punches. The findings are stark and shocking and shameful. And notwithstanding the work of the very many good people who serve in the Defence Forces, the report makes it clear that the culture and work environment that currently exists today is quite simply unacceptable. The report reveals a culture which reinforces unacceptable behaviour. Individuals who are prepared to stick their head above the parapet and make a complaint faced potentially career-ending repercussions. The details in this report about the type of attacks perpetrated on both males and females are nothing short of disgusting. And I want to assure the House that I'm absolutely determined and fixed in my view that this report must be a watershed moment and will be the catalyst for the transformation of Ireland's defence forces.
Well, in response, Sinn Féin's defence spokesperson, Circa Clark, said that her party would hold the government to account every step of the way until the defence forces is a safe place to serve.
And if this report represents, if not one of the darkest days in the Defence Forces, well then the most bleakest to date. And it demands immediate action. I personally didn't get past the glossary of terms before I started feeling revulsion. Tubbing, beasting, these are terms we associate with hazing. Now I've seen also commentary attempting to belittle the findings of this report. To be crystal clear, this report is not talking about misconstrued banter or appropriate actions necessary in a command structure of a military. It details the deliberate, orchestrated, repeated and systemic abuse of power that crosses a line to deliberately abuse, assault, humiliate, dehumanise and strip a person of their dignity, their safety, in many cases, their career, and most likely also, in some cases, their lives.
Well, in the last hour, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said that the public inquiry into allegations of misconduct in the Defence Forces will be led by a judge or a retired judge. To discuss all of this further, we're joined now by Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers, who is a former member of the Reserve Defence Forces. And Lisa, you're welcome to the programme this evening. As well as a statutory inquiry, Micheál Martin has also said there will be an external and independent complaints process established for members of the Defence Forces. Would you welcome that?
I would. I think it's an historic change in how the Defence Forces operates. That people will be aware. Some people may not be aware that the Defence Forces currently investigates itself. Really, so if there is a complaint internally, it's handled internally. There is the chain of command. The military police will investigate if necessary. So it is quite a closed organisation, and for those, well, it's one of the reasons why these issues have gone on as long as they have gone, and why certain allegations didn't really see the light of day. So I think this is a really welcome change. And I know that Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, the Chief of Staff, has welcomed that change also and has welcomed the additional powers that will be given to him to refer certain complaints to the Gardaí, sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, that these more serious offences, can be referred externally. So it's a big change. I think it's a really welcome change. And it should, I believe, prevent these types of situations occurring again in the future, and will go a long way towards making the organisation, the Defence Forces, a safe workplace for women and men alike.
You know, Lieutenant Sean Clancy also said that he wasn't aware or hasn't seen the types of abuses and harassment that are outlined in the report. You do wonder how that's possible, given how systemic it seems to be. If you read the report, how this really seems to be right at the heart of the Defence Forces, an organisation that is hyper-masculine, to quote the report, that barely tolerates women. How could you be part of that organisation and not be aware of that culture?
If I'm correct, Sarah, I think what he had said was that he wasn't aware it was still ongoing in the organisation. And if that's what he has said, then I would take him at his word in that I myself was shocked to read that, that these issues, that, that sexual assault, sexual harassment, that this was still happening today. I thought this was of the past, something that was historic, even more, the more recent past, but still I did not think it was ongoing currently. So I can see from his perspective that he thought these were legacy issues as well.
Is it not his job to know?
Well, I'm reluctant to place the blame at the door of one individual. I understand he's the chief of staff, but he's been in that position for a relatively short period of time.
18 months, a little under that, I think. But he's been in that position since the Women of Honour documentary was broadcast by Katie Hannan. And the issues raised in that documentary would surely lead any chief of staff or indeed his senior officers to make sure that they were keeping in touch with what was going on the ground to make sure this wasn't happening. And I mean, the Women of Honour over the last couple of weeks were able to tell journalists that they knew it was still going on because they were speaking to people on the ground who were telling them it was still going on.
Well, again, I'm not here to speak on behalf of Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, but I'm only aware of what he has said publicly himself, that he and his team have not waited until the publication of the report to begin reforms within the Defence Forces. And I think, you know, he's welcomed the report, he's acknowledged that it's shameful, and I think we would all agree with that. As a former serving member, you know, I think it was a dark day for the Defence Forces when the report was published, and it brought a lot of shame on the organisation. And I really feel for those members, men and women that are still serving, and former members that have done nothing wrong but will feel very ashamed of the organisation that they're a part of because of this report. So, you know, no one individual is to blame for this. There is a culture, as you said, it's hyper-masculine. We're at 93% men in the organisation. You know, that brings with it its own issues. There's been a big drive in the last 10 years to try and increase female participation, but it hasn't been successful. You know, I was in the Reserve Defence Forces for 13 years and I was very often the only woman or maybe one of two that would be on a training course or, you know, away for a training weekend or a week. So that was kind of, you know, that was the norm or that is the norm.
And did you see evidence of what is outlined in the report?
What's outlined in the report is there's a broad spectrum. So things like being asked to do menial tasks or humiliating tasks, yes. But I suppose when you're in the Defence Forces and you're in the Army, those things were kind of normalised. So, you know, I was asked to do lots of menial tasks at times, and it was part of maybe if you'd messed up on something, you might have been given, you know, I suppose a punishment or some sort of a task. But that was dished out across the board equally among men and women. So you didn't take it personally, which was part of your training.
So you didn't then really see, or you didn't experience maybe, is a better way of putting it.
So when you talk about allegations like sexual assault, sexual harassment, bullying, I never had any issues with that. Certainly, I was never aware of anybody experiencing those issues, and I myself never experienced those issues. That doesn't mean that they didn't happen.
Okay, so the description then of a force that barely tolerates women, at best, barely tolerates women is how the Independent Review Group put it. Does that chime, that description, with the organisation that you were part of?
I suppose I'm reluctant to make, I mean, I was in the Reserve Defence Forces, which is different to the Permanent Defence Forces. It wasn't my full-time job. I was a part-timer. So maybe that was, I suppose maybe that made it different in that it wasn't my personal experience what I read, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen for lots of people. And I don't want to be contradicting the report. Obviously, I accept in full the findings of the report and its recommendations, but it just wasn't my individual experience. But, you know, I mean, it is a predominantly male organisation and, you know, every year from when I was training, we had an annual lecture called A7 where we were briefed on bullying and harassment in the workplace. It wasn't acceptable. As I climbed the rank structure, you were certainly very aware of the superior subordinate relationship, the responsibility that goes with that. We were always billeted in separate accommodation. So, you know, you're aware of, you knew where the line was. I believe most people did, but clearly some didn't. And that's not acceptable and that has to be stamped out.
Yeah, Lieutenant General Clancy saying, of course, that he's fully committed to the change that's outlined and required and that he's determined to drive the change needed in the organisation. Now, I did put some of those comments and that determination to one of the women of honour, Karina Molloy, on primetime on Tuesday night. And I wondered, does she have confidence in the senior officers? And she wasn't sure, really, because I suppose the problem, I think, for a lot of people looking in or people who have experienced the problems within the force, Lisa, is that these problems were known, weren't they? There's been plenty of reports showing these problems, like even well before the Women of Honour spoke up. There was Tom Clonan and his report 20 years ago saying that this was an issue.
Yeah, there was. I mean, I wouldn't say there was plenty of reports. We had Tom Clonan's report from back in 2020, and in fairness to Tom, he's doing a huge amount of work in this area, and I know that it was difficult for him. You know, there was a lot of pushback against his work. And of course, the Women of Honour. I think when the Women of Honour came forward, my own view is that it was taken very seriously. People watched and they listened, and what they said was accepted. And that has led us to the Independent Review Group.
Well, I suppose the problem is, right, okay, so the problem is that happened. And this is where I wonder about the political will or the will at the top levels of the organisation to change, is that you say it was taken very seriously when that documentary was broadcast. And yet we find out that those problems persisted for the next 18 months. So how seriously could it have been taken?
I think, you know, 18 months is a relatively, I believe, is a relatively short period of time to conduct the level of work that was conducted, to produce the report that we have. And I mean, it's a very serious body of work, and what it's saying is extremely serious. So yes, it did take time. I mean, it's not just me saying that it was taken seriously. Tom Clonan himself has publicly said that he believed former Defence Minister Simon Coveney and the current Defence Minister Micheál Martin, he believes they are genuine and want to see changes and are taking this seriously. So that, you know, and the Women of Honour, I think, have said they welcome the report as well, and they welcome the fact that finally there's a statutory inquiry that will happen. So, you know, no one's condoning what has gone on.
No, I think absolutely. I think everyone, like including the Chief of Staff, has made it quite clear that what is outlined is completely unacceptable and needs to change.
Absolutely.
I suppose my question is that
the opportunity now, Sarah, is to transform the organisation. This is a watershed moment for the Defence Forces. Anybody that wears the uniform does so because they're proud of their country, they want to serve their country, and they want to wear that uniform with pride. And that's been damaged because of this report. So now we need to restore that. We need to change the organisation. We need to transform it. And we can do that. I do think there's a willingness there, and we have to give people a chance to do that. I don't think we can write off the entire senior management of the department or the Defence Forces. We have to give them the opportunity now to make these changes. It'll be watched very closely. And if it doesn't happen, they will be held to account. And I know that Lieutenant General Sean Clancy has brought in external civilian people to oversee strategic HR and change management in the organisation. So, you know, this is the first time we've seen the Defence Forces open up in this way. It's uncharted new territory for us.
Okay.
So there's opportunities there with this. And I think we have to try and take some positives from what's been a very terrible and damning report, that we have an opportunity now to make the changes that we've needed for a very long time.
All right. Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers, thank you very much for joining us.